Bivolchin Birkas Hasanim Bideis Hasanim. Kishenichniso Lichupas Nisui. Rebjudei Meir Abid Deiseres Mivolchines. So Rebjude says that we are Mivolch Birkas Hasanim, the Cherubroches, even with Deiseres. Omar Abaye, when Rabbi Yehuda says Ab Beis Hirasin, he doesn't mean every place, only Bihude. And Bihude shon, mipnei she misyachidim, because he's misyachid. Now let's see the Rashi. Ab Beis Hirasin, kishe mikacho, mivolchin kol birkas hasanik nifosh. So even he's only mikadeish, he's not neiseis yet, he still has to say all the shalabons. Omar Abaye Bihudishon. Hod Rabbi Yehuda Bihudishon. Why? Why is Yehuda different? Shemisyachidim. Re'er kelev li'hei li'bei gazbo. Kinulikamo. Bifichoch mivorchim birkas chasanim litchilo. Bitanyed misaches kale kale v'lei broche asura li'bailo kinila. So from the Pashtus Aloshin of Rashi, it's mashma that there is a special Isa of Kaleb Lebroche Asura Lebai Lokin. Besides the Isa that Aruso is Asura Lebai Lo, with the Seifrim, and then the Raivachik in this Sugi is that it's Midraise. But most Rashenim say it's only an Isra Rabbana. But even if she is an Isui, but he didn't say Shabbat Brachas yet. Suppose she's in Israel. But he didn't say Shabbat Brachas. She's also Asura Lebailo. In Midiva Seifrim. Because of the aloha of Kalo Bilei Brocho, Asura Lebailo Kinido. Asura Lebailo Kinido. Not only the Mitzi, the Mispeosh, and the Shiltes. So he assumes like that on the basis of this Rashi, on the basis of this Rashi, that there are two Yisurim Drabonon, and he says, even though both Yisurim are Yisurim Drabonon, the Yisra of Arusha is Drabonon, and the Yisra of Kalb Lebrocha, so the Balkan is certainly Drabonon, but he doesn't mention, I mean, the Raivachit is, that Arusha is the Raisi, that he doesn't mention. So he says Drabonon, but two different Gdorim. The Isa the Rabbonon of Aruso, so with Rabbonon it is the same kind of Isa as Piers Nus. In other words, if she's Aruso and no Nisuin took place, so it is like Bola Pnuyo without Ush. So, but Midraise, if he's Mikadish, so then she's not, it's not Znus. But with Rabbonon, even if it was Mikadish, but since the Kinyan is not a Kinyan Gomor, so in Mele it is an Israel of like Pono Abolat Mirabon, because she is not completely his wife, is it? The Israel of Kaleb Lebrocho is similar, is based upon the Israel of Nido. And Nido, I vow is also when his wife is in Nido, so it's not that she is not his wife in the full way, it's a special, there's a cause of that Beis Nidoso, so is also Lovi Olel. So, here too, because if he didn't say Broche, so Mele, it's like me. It's not just the Militze, it's a Din, the Mitziv says. Otherwise, my Chachomim will just use Militze, what were they interested in a nice literary style? So why they say Kalob Lebrocho Asur Lebailo Kenido? Al Gedin it's based upon this. I mean why was Chaychas Bishlay Medisa of Haruso Panavolat? You understand? Very simple. Because what does Panavolat mean? Not his wife. So Haruso, it's not his wife yet completely. It's the Kianiches is not complete as yet. But what's the relationship between the Isa Nide and the Isa of Kaleb Lebrocha Asur Lebailo Kenido? So, Reb Meir says in Misachas Nide 너무 엄고 대요. 니도 내요 시가 시험이 바 가히 드벨레스 무태가스 바이로 it's time I'm go but for me as it says elo mi pnei she he been do so balo kotsapo so slifiro homro teiro te yasu asuro ta hakarti ki kalo hadosh ein I mean this is a gemore that should be mentioned whenever you talk about Taras and Mishpoche.
Where is this book?
Gemore Niyek. It's around that Hof, I think. Around that Hof. That Hof, I see you know. So why don't you say by your phrase?
I'm not sure where it is.
I never remember that. I never remember that. I have a weakness. I never remember that. It's around that Hof anyway, after the Shia. If you don't find it now, after the Shia, I'll find it. So in other words, the camp for the Isamidi is to eliminate. This is what Rav Meir says. I'm not making a lecture in 1004. The camp of the Isamidi is to eliminate boredom in the marital relationship. If not for the Isamidi, so there would be, a husband would be bored with his wife every month. He would be together with her when she's in her menstrual period. He would become disgusted with her. And then, even after the menstrual period, he'll still not be happy with her. So therefore the Torah said, no, when she's in the menstrual period, when she's not in the best, so then you're not allowed to have any relationship with her. So mimele. So then, when she becomes a teiro, she'll be kala chadosh. So it eliminates the boredom. That's the reason for the isanidim. So that's why the chachomim are misakei, and this is what the mitziv means. The mitziv doesn't mention all the sifra at the time mentioned, but this is what it means. So the chachomim are misakei, the kala b'lebrocha is also asur lebay lekanina. In other words, to eliminate the boredom. In other words, if he's allowed, you know, to start his intimate relationship with the Kale without saying a bracha, then he'll take it for granted. And if you take it for granted, then you become bored. Anything that you take for granted, you become bored. So, that's why the Chacham said, Kale b'li bracha asur lebay lekanina. To eliminate boredom. So it's the same. It's based, as the Nitziv says, it's based upon the Isani. Yes?
Supposing a couple get married, a couple in Kedushin, supposing they're not so from and they don't have Shetabrachas, supposing they become about two, that's 10 years later.
Yeah.
Do
they have to make Shetabrachas 10 years later? No. The thing is mentioned. They don't have to. I mean, how about, that's a good question, how about the Shite, or the Yisar, of Kalabili, Brocha, Asur, the Baruch Nile, but there are more Paschans. I don't have here the Ebenezer.
Yeah.
That's it. That's discussed. In other words, they didn't say Sheva Boches. Should they say Sheva Boches 7 days later? All right. You mentioned 10 years later. All right. I mean, you know, in those days, you know, people were not so modern. You only asked, 7 days later. I mean, 10 years later. I mean, that didn't even occur to their minds. But today, people are so sophisticated, you know. Okay, and then we have the Bali Chula movement, you know, so you can ask the same question 10 years later. Why only 10 years later? 50 years later, I mean, why not? Listen, yeah, at the Kotel you have people who become a mitzvah at the age of 83, you know. The whole celebration, you know, it's on television and everything, and then they are written up in New York Times and every place, you know. I was also written up in New York Times. But was written up in the New York Times and then in all the newspapers in the United States and Canada. So it was written up, you see. A mitzvah at 83, you see. So we have the Shaila not only 7 days later, as all the poskim mentioned, but 10 years later. But it's discussed. What?
If you didn't make Mrs. Hassan, he's concerned with Sula, but you can make it even a few days later.
Did you say? Much later?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do
you know about the Nosso Ubire?
It's the previous
one. I've got a kind of young. Here in the Chupa of the Bir Prasanim, Harezo Nisur of Muro, Vichezer Mavore Hatila Aha Kamayon. Yeah, mention the fair. Yeah.
Take it for granted that the original Kedusha was the Chuppah.
What?
If they weren't from, so maybe it wasn't the Chuppah either.
No, he's not talking about that. He's talking with the one form, but there was Chuppah Kedusha. That's the usual thing.
It is very fine. Even if they're not from the Kedusha.
Yeah, I mean, if there was no Kedusha Chuppah, so then they have to have Kedusha Chuppah. So no problem. You know how I'm speaking.
Okay.
different reason. No one is going to know. Sorry. I thought it was a story. Sorry. No one is going to know. Now, however, so it seems that this, there is a special Issa. There is a special Issa of Kalab Liboha Solibayakanila besides the Issa of ours. However, the Mordechai in Dushin mentions 2 days. One day is that there is a special Issa of Kalab Liboha Solibayakanila. But there is another day that Kalab, this Braise of Mitzachas Kalab, Kalab Liboha Solibayakanila is Lavdavke. It means calls Mando no Nisuin, so Asura Lebailakanida. But why do you say Kalab Liboha? Because the usual thing is that when you make, when you have Nisuin, you have Ibroche. So Mimele Kalab Liboha, it means without Nisuin, without Chope, is Asura Lebailakanida. But there is no Isa. But true, even according to the Echite. So there is no Isa that she should be Asura to the Hosn. Without the broche. But there is a chiyuv to make the broche. So Mimele the Rambam says, suppose he didn't make the broche, so he makes the broche later. Not because she's asuratim, she's not asuratim, but there is a mitzvah to say a broche. But the pashtes, that's one day in the Mordechai in Dushan. But the pashtes, loshen in the braise, in Miseches Kali, is that there are 2 separate issues. One iser and iser of Narus. That's an Israel like of snus. Then Kalab Liboha Sol Balak Nida, that's not an Israel snus, even the Rabbanah is snus. That's like Nida. So this is what the Nitzif says in his Peirush and the Shul. Now, Rashi's Loshen is also Mashmah like it. Not like the Mordechai in Dushan. So he says, the Tanya Misachas Kal, Hodire, so Omar Abayo Yehudishon, Hodir Abiyuda Yehudishon, Shemisiach Adimo, Be'eresen, Kedin Shehibibbe Gazbok, Likamon, Lefuchach Mivorach, 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 Titanya Misachas Kale, Kale Belebrocha, Asur Lebalik Nidah. So it's Mashma, Pashtes Halosh, that there is, if Rashi had the Shitty of the Mordechai, then Rashi would say, because he's an Arusa here, he says, he doesn't talk about Arusa. He says, so it's Pashas Aloshin is that as the Nitzin assumes that there are 2 separate issues. Alright. Tanyido. Miborchin. So, Uvihude Shomer Mipnesh Misiachetim. Because in Yehude, there in Goril, there was no such practice that the Orus was Misiachet with Arus. But in Yehude, there was such a practice. So in order that he shouldn't be Iber and Isurim, so in Mele, they said Sheva Broches. They said Sheva Broches, in the base house. How will the Mordechai explain it? So if we say there is a special Isaiah of Kalev Bohasol by the community, some Mele, it's also Yehud also. Because by Nida, there is also Nisa Yehud. Only thing is, Sukhavashi Shanim. So Sukhavashi Shanim is only after Bilas Mitzvah. But prior to Bilas Mitzvah, there is no Aloch of Sukhavashi Shanim. So it's also to Misiachet. And since Kalab Liboche Asur Lebalik Nide, so it means not only is also Lovi Alel, is also to Misiachet. And the Yehude, Pashtis is not that Yehude, the Mamesh Shanim were together. No. But they were Misiachet. So in order to avoid the Yisa Yichul of Kalab Lebrochas or Balak Nide, so they said Sheva Brochas. But they didn't live together. However, you'll find the Rishenim that in your Yehude, because the Gemara says it will be Gazbo and so on. So in Yehude, it happened that the Oros and the Arusa even lived together. So the Pshat is, Kalab Lebrochas, according to the Shitin Mordechai, that there is no special Yisar of Kalab Lebroche, but it means the Yisar of Arusa. So in Yehude, so in other words, so in Yehude, the Sech of Lebroches, Mimele, it was, the Yehud was Lishin Nisuin. the Sechev Brochas and the Bomisyachi. So like, let's say, today, we have Dushin and the Nisuin together. So the Chosin, the Kalef, the Dushin, so they go into the Yichudrum. So in Yehudah, so they also went into the Yichudrum and they said Sheva Brochas, so Mila, that Yichud was the Chupe. Because according to many of the Shayim, Nisuin consists of Chupe. So it's not that in Yehudah they said a Brochas in order to avoid the Yisea of Kalev Levohasur Balakimir. There is no special Yisea of Kalev Levohasur Balakimir. It means without Nisuin, Aruse. So in Yehudah, in order like this, it would have been a Yichud just not Lishen Nisuin. But because of that, they said a Brochas, Mimele, they deliberately made the first Yichud, Lishen Nisuin. So Mimele, some Mele, even if they lived together, it wouldn't have been Bizea because he was Nisui already.
If the Yichud was the Nisui, so what
did
if the Yichud was the Nisui,
yes.
So what did they gain with the Takana?
Well, yeah, but he didn't bring that. Even in Yehuda, so there was a certain interval. Let's say months later, he would bring them to a house, and she stayed there permanently. But for the first months, he didn't bring her. She stayed the base of Eo. But from time to time, they would be misyachet. Some mele, so the chachomim, in order they shouldn't be nichshul in the Yisea of all Abuel HaRusosei, so mele, the instituted the practice of saying the broches and being misyachet, mele, that was already nisuin al-pedin, but he didn't bring her into his house until months later. But Al-Pedin, it was already Nisui. Now, of course, this can only be said according to Shainim, because we discussed at the beginning of Shuvas, there are different shittas, what is chupe. So one shita is that chupe is yichud. The other shita is, the Ran mentions, that chupe means he brings her to his house. The Rambam shita is both together. Yichud and Nevi'ah Silpes. Then there's a shita, I mean, what we call chupe is chupe. I mean, all kinds of shittas, what chupe. So those Rishenim, the Lord Chaim mentions, that there is no special Yisea of Kalo Lebrocha. There is no such Yisea. Kalo Lebrocha, so the Baruch Hamidim means Kalo without Nisuin. But the usual thing is, at Nisuin there is a Brocha. So Kalo Lebrocha, prior to Nisuin, is Asur Lebaruch Hamidim. They are so about it. So what they, according to that shittim in Mordechai, what did they have to do in Yehudah? In Yehudah, they instituted the practice every time that he was Mikadesh to immediately have Yehud and say the broches, and that Yehud was a Yehud Shemisuin, even though there was an interval between the Gdushin and that Yehud and the time when he took her to his home, to his house, but it wasn't Lisa. So if it happened that they were together, so it wasn't Lisa, because Al-Pedin, she was already in Yisrael. So that could only be explained according to the Shite, that Chupe consists of Yehud. But according to the Shite, the Ram, that Chupe consists of bringing El Serbeisei, since even in Yehudah, so there was an interval of months intervening between the Eresen and the bringing El Serbeisei, so maybe even if he was Mesiachet, she didn't become Nisuyeh. So if they lived together once, so it was a real Avele. So this Shita the Mordechai can only accord with the Shita Sarishenim that Yehud itself constitutes Nisuyeh. So even though he didn't bring Alisa Basis yet, even though he bought Alisa Basis maybe 12 months later, but he made Yichud the way Chosin Kalev today in the wedding hall go into Yichud room, and they have Yichud. So there too, they made Yichud, became Nisuyim, she became Nisuyim already. So even though it took 12 months until he took her to his home, so, but it wasn't the Yisa, according to him. But the Rishenim will say that Nisuyim, Dran, that Nisuyim consists in bringing her at home, or the Rambam Shite, that Nisuyim has two ingredients. Yichud klos b'nidam. So mele, so ma'u iluch hachom b'takantom, if they said Yishev Boaches, and the purpose of Yishev Boaches was in order to have Yichud. So what did they have Yichud? She did not become Nisuye by having Yichud until he brings her to his arm. So these Rishenim will have to agree with the other Shite that there is another Al Iser of Kalab Lebrocha Sole Bailokinide. Besides the Iser of Arus. Bailokinide, some Mele, Yosa Rim Bichut, because Baal Bishti Nido is only Muta Bichut because of Suga Vashishanim. That is only after Bilas Mitzvah. But prior to Bilas Mitzvah, there is no halacha of Suga Vashishanim. Some Mele Kalab Lebrocha. Is Asur is also written to be Mishachet, and since Yehudah they were Mishachet, even though it's not that it was Hefker and they didn't live together, Chas V'Sholem, but in order that the Yichud shouldn't be Yisrael, so they had to say Brochet. They had to say Brochet. But of course, together they were not allowed to be, even Yehudah. And you'll see in the Shnuku Betzes, according to some Rishenim, so in Yehudah it happened that the Orus and the Aruse were together, and according to the other Rishayim, no, that didn't happen in Yehuda, or to the Shia Askinon. But in Yehuda, the practice was that the Orus and the Aruse were sometimes Mishyachet together, but not that they lived together, Chas V'Sholem. That will be told in these two Shittas.
Why is the Bracha Matichu?
What?
Why is the Bracha Matichu?
No, because Kaleb Lebroch Asur Lebailuk Nide Nide is Asur Biyichud. Baal Bishti Nido, Baal Bishti Nido is also Yisyachim, but after Bilas Mitzvah there is a Heter of Suga Vashishan. But before Bilas Mitzvah there is no Heter of Suga Vashishan. So Mimele is not allowed, the Chosn is not allowed to be Yisyachim in the Kaleb. Because she has a din with the Rabbon, she has a din of the Nido, he didn't say Shara Brachas. So Behude, they wanted that they should be able to be Nisyachri together, so the Melev had to say Shara Brachas.
So if it's Kalab Lo Bracha, there's no Suga B'Shashanim?
What?
If it's Kalab Lo Bracha, there's no Suga B'Shashanim?
Of course not. Suga B'Shashanim is only after Bilas Mitzvah. Prior to Bilas Mitzvah, there is no Suga B'Shashanim. No, it's still a Shishan.
Yes. It's still Nisar Arusa.
What?
It's still Nisar Arusa.
Just regarding Bia.
Bia.
But regarding Yichud, there is no Nisar Arusa.
So we're not afraid that they'll come to the Bia when they meet
up? We cannot make our own Zeras. So there is a Nisar Yichud in Nida. And after Bilas Mitzvah, there is a Loch of Shulab Shishan. But before Bilas Mitzvah, so Torshan Nido, the Loch is. Kuyoshin bin Anoshin, Vishin of Anoshin. So Mele Kalal Brocha has been of the Nidom with the Rabbanon, and there is no Suga Vashishani. So Mele is also Yisyachi. So the only way to be Mutal Yisyachi is to say Sheva Brochas. But even if he says Sheva Brochas, he's not allowed to live together with her because of these of ours, the Rabbanon, the Raisi. But he's not allowed. But the purpose was to be Mata Yichud. Alright, you'll see in Shemur Betzes, you'll see in the Sugi, what happened to Yehudah with them, Yehudah. So some Rishonim saying Yehudah, they were just Mishyachet, but they didn't live together. And some Rishonim saying, no, they even live together in Yehudah. So those Rishonim say that Yehudah they live together, so it means not only Yehudah they said Shel HaBrochas. They said Shel HaBrochas in connection with the Yehud that they made, the initial Yehud. So that Yehud was the Shem Yisrael. All right. Tan Yidach, Mivolchim, Bechvasanim, 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 Mai Mivolei, Robin Barabade, Bechabe Barabade, Tavaya, Mishmi Rabi Yudah Amre, Boruch, Hato Adi Shem, Rekin Melach Olam, אשר ישון תשע בצבון הרויס, אוסלונס הרוסס, אוסלונס הסוויס, על בלחופה בקידושן. על רבח את רידו רבי ניסיים בו משמיד רב יהודה, ברוך אתו עד ישן, מקדש ישראל על בלחופה בקידושן. So only רבח את רידו רבי concluded, ברוך אתו עד ישן, מקדש ישראל על בלחופה בקידושן. Now the thief has another girls in the Gemara. He's not getting his bo chata adishem mikadesh Yisrael the tradition. Bo chata adishem mikadesh Yisrael. We say bo chata adishem mikadesh ame Yisrael. Al the chuppah tradition. So apparently, I mean, where did he get the ame? So there's another girls also, but I didn't see the ame. I see the rishonim, all the rishonim mentioned. The girl said that we have mikadesh Yisrael the chuppah tradition. And the gilse of the reef, Mikadish Yisrael. Dami Yisrael, I didn't see in the Rishonim, but obviously there is such a gilse too, otherwise, how would we say it? Mikadish and Yisrael. But the gilse of the reef is, Bo Chato Adishem Mikadish Yisrael. And then they mention the Rishonim, the Rashbo, the Ran, the Rosh, they all mention Yitshuvas Chavai Goyen, that Chavai Goyen said, that there are some who say Mikadesh Yisroel the Chuppah Kedushin, but that minik is not a good minik. We should just say Mikadesh Yisroel, that's all. But we say Mikadesh Ame Yisroel al the Chuppah Kedushin. Alright. Mandalay Chosim. So, according to Rabin Barabade and Rabbi Barabade, Mishmeid Rav Yudeh, we're not chasing. We just say, Baruch Ato Adishem Rekinu Melech Olam, Hashem Tzitzah Vizbono Ha'arois, Baruch Alonis Ha'arusis, Vitalonis Ha'nisuis, Al Dechopu Kedushin, that's all. Again, we say, Vitalonis Ha'nisuis, so that Rishonim mentioned, that some of the years say, twice, Lono, Vitalonis Ha'nisuis, Lono. I mean, it's obvious, of course it means Anisuis Lono, I mean, he didn't say Anisuis Lono. It means Anisuis Lono. But we have the girl say, Hita Lono is Anisuis Lono. But Rishenim, but here now, Gemore, Hita Lono is Anisuis. Doesn't say Anisuis Lono. And then the Valitos girl say, was, not Chupa Bikidushin, but Chupa Bikidushin. The Balaita, all the Rishonim mentioned. Chupa Bikidush. So there are all kinds of Gesoris. But that's the Nusach. That's the Nusach that is wrong. Hitalon is on Suis, Lon al the Chupa Bikidush, Boruch Ato Adishem, Mikadish Ami Yisroel al the Chupa Bikidush. Alright. There are some Jews who say al the Chupa Bikidush. But I mean among the Ashkenazim, they say exclusively Chupa Bikidush, not Bikidush. Alright. So, anyway, there is a machlekes whether we conclude or we don't conclude. We are not chayz. So, man, d'loy chosim, why don't we conclude? Mide de hava abir kasperes da abir as mitzvahs. Uman de chosim, mide de hava akidush. So the mandor mahu says, we are not chayz because it is to be treated like abir kasperes and abir as mitzvahs. Abir as mitzvahs, yeah. As you shown this of Sivonal and Yachtrion, there is no Chsime. Shown this of Sivonal Mitzvah Sitzis, Leishi Pasuk, there is no Chsime. Why isn't there Chsime? Because it's a Mabea Ktsorov, so it's not Shaykh to be Chayse. Only when it's a Mabea Rucha. So then it's Shaykh to be Chayse. But Mabea Ktsorov, I mean, we're not Chayse. So here too, the way Tesis explains it, the most Rishonim, here too, the Machlekes is whether this Broche is it a Matbeak Tzoro or is it Matbeak Aruch? Well, that's a relative thing, you know, Tzoro Aruch. The question is, relative to what? It's shorter than certain Broches, which are longer, and it's longer than certain Broches, which are shorter. So Mimele, that's according to Tesis, Mandle Chosin, Mide Dara Birkas Pires, the Birkas Mises, is to be considered as a Matbeak Tzor. So there's no Chosime. Mandle Chosin, Mide Dara Kiddush, but Kiddush is a little longer. So Mimele, even this is not as long as the Kiddush. So, but it's also considered as a Matbeak. This is how Tesis is. But Rashi says, doesn't explain it that way exactly. He says, "Vitalonis nishesinan suis lonu al dechupa pikedushin." Birkas Peretz, Bere Peretz, Birkas Mitzvahs, Ala Shchiter, Ala Mile. Now, it's interesting. Rashi says, Birkas Mitzvahs, Ala Shchiter, Ala Mile. Yeah, because, of course, the Pashtis is the Shchit is a Birkas Mitzvah, and the Rambam says it's a Birkas Mitzvah. But the Taz, in the first Simon Yodeya, he says it's not a Birkas Mitzvah. But it's a very strange task. It's a very strange task. Practically, I mean, in all Rishayim, many Rishayim, it's mashma, it is a Birksam. Maybe from some Rishayim, it's a different kind of Birksam. But it's a Birksam. The task says, it's not a Birksam, it's a Birkshvach. So you see that Rashi also says, not like the task. The Rashi says, Birksam is slash rite. Well, I mean, the thing we call a Chodei Dei, ואין הפסק בקושר בינתיים לא יבייך סימא כי לא מבא בצוחם דרך סמית וסתיים מים ושונדוי הונמה כולו ידוי so עד הראשונים say why is דרך ספירס and דרך סמית וס do not why don't they have a סימא so they say because it's a mad בייך צורו period that's all that there's Rashi he doesn't say mad בייך צורו he said of course it's mad בייך צורו so the question is So let's have a chsime, so it will not be a madeik tzor. Why say madeik tzor? And he doesn't have a chsime. Let's have a chsime, so it will not be a madeik tzor. So Rashi is explaining it. He says, because the purpose of Birkas Peretz, of Birkas Hananim, and Birkas HaMitzvahs is just to express a single idea without elaboration. That's the purpose. Means that a person should not be nene from anything without giving gratitude to the Rebbein Shalom. But Bichitza, some mele, the Chachomim decided not to vechsimin, so the shorter the better. Because the whole purpose is that a person should not accustom himself to be nene, kamel mazeh, and again, take everything for granted. Why the Chachomim misakein, you have to take a gebach, In other words, because a person is accustomed to take everything for granted. There is water, no problem getting water, no rationing of water, so he drinks it just like this. No, don't take anything for granted. Not so posh. It's only because of the Chazdi Hashem, so we have abundant water, but don't take anything for granted. You want to drink a drop of water, say brach. So the purpose is just to express gratitude. So the shorter the better. So Mele, who needs a chsime? As long as he is able to give vent to his doye, to the Rebbein Shalom, so it's enough. This is what Rashi explained. Now, then, מידי דהבה קידושה קידן דברושן קידושה קידושה יאי חסמינם בו and even ברכס המצווה is also because even mitzvahs a person that you shouldn't take for granted mitzvahs in other words the Allah is למשל before you are mispalel so the Allah is you have to say shvach tefillah is essentially bakoshe solchav that's tefillah still the Allah is that before he starts giving vent to his Bakoshe Soncho, so he has to give it Oye, so Obez, Gvurez, Dushe, then he is allowed to say, Atochim Das, Mami Lenech Bino, Chonein Nitro, Deo Bino Vaske. Why can't he say after all Tfilet? The essential thing in Tfilet is Bakoshe Soncho. Rachmin, Gemore calls Tfilet Rachmin. What does Rachmin mean? Rachmin means the person is in trouble. So he has to spell HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what is in trouble? He has many problems. He has to have intelligence, Atochim Das, all kinds of tzorchim. So let him start by giving vent to the Bakosh Tzorch. No, he's not allowed. Why? A Jew should not take anything for granted. Even in talking to the Rebbein Shalom, he shouldn't take for granted. Not so posh. That's the trouble. People take everything for granted. Everything for granted. I know, unfortunately, that I can't take anything for granted. When I was able to run, I used to run and run. Now, I didn't appreciate when I was able to traverse miles, and I never in New York, many times, if I didn't have to be in a certain place in time, I didn't even take this open. 26 years ago, many times, I lived in Midtown on 86th Street. I didn't take this open. I walked it. I took everything for granted. Now I have to cross Amsterdam Avenue, so I can't take it for granted. Somebody has to pick me up by car. As I said, Avram, Yaakov Avinu said, "Be makli avad is a yardin." So with the makil, sometimes I walk a few blocks also the makil, but not across Amsterdam Avenue. Oh, that not. Yeah. About is a yardin, but not about the Amsterdam Avenue. You know, there might come a drunken driver, even if he's not drunk. So Chas v'Shalom, I mean, he might run me over. So I know that you can't take anything for granted. So that's the purpose of Birkas Hamenon and Birkas Hamitzvos. Not to take anything for granted. Even mitzvah is not for granted. It's not so precious. It's a grace from the Rebbeinu Shalom that he gives us an opportunity to do mitzvahs. Trouble is, many Jews, they do mitzvahs. They think they do a tailor to the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's not only that they take for granted. They think that you take it to Rebbeinu Shalom, they put on tefillin, so everybody has to be career mishtach with him. He puts on tefillin with him. The Shema Shabbos, the Chol Yom Kippur. Shouldn't take anything for granted. So this is what Rashi says. Birkas HaPeiros and Birkas HaMitzvos, it's all the purpose is that you shouldn't take for granted. Some Mele, he has to express a single idoy. So there is no purpose in elaborating, so why be chesed? This is how Rashi explains it. And the Mandoma who says we are chesed, needed to have a kiddush. Keeping the Russian kiddush, ki kiddush hayayim chasminim bo. Ki also, ki bahi chasminim mishum diyeish bo hefse. Ki geim ki huyim tchilu mikroi kiddush. So, Teise says, now look at Teise. Yes, Mandel Chosim, needed to have a birchas, Teish, in Ba'arichas. Fine, I mean, so he doesn't mention as Rashi. He says because it's not there. So, do you don't make a douche? Dorch tvei, umam the chosin, you have a douche, the chosin day. Mishim dorch, why not the chivaru? Umash appeal the kun for washing douche, the chasman, but me, you douche, you near. Then he asked another Kashi, Saskosh, a man, the chosin, but my shin, and beer is a pere. The chasminim bo l'shabocha ben rafa da b'derech tzairosin arich et tveimene v'shem aloi l'chesim bo. But Rashi doesn't explain it like thesis. According to thesis, man v'chosim mide d'have akidushe in aloi saruch. So kiddush is a little longer, but this is also pretty long. It's a relative thing. But Rashi doesn't explain it at all. Man d'have akidushe kidin di b'loshin dushe Why? Because we emphasize the concept of dushi. So in Kiddush we emphasize the concept of dushi. And in Birkas HaYeirasim we emphasize the concept of Rishi. So in order to understand this Rashi, we have to go over the Rishini, who explain why the Birkas HaYeirasim is so unique and different from all the other Birkas HaMitzvos. All the other Birkas HaMitzvos have a certain pattern. A uniform pattern. Here it's not going to be different. So if that pattern had been applied to Birkas HaYeirasim, so we would say, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokim Melech Olam, Asher Kishon Mitzveisa B'Tzivon Al Kiddush. That's all. No. Kishon Mitzveisa B'Tzivon Al Arois. Yosalon Es Arusis. Italon is on Swiss Lonelech of the Dishin Bucha, to Adishem, Kadisham is our hosts. All our vichas. Ancient is our gayes. The shame is the cash. The shame is the cash. Now the Kedusha Rajba. I mean, all the shame, run to.
Why is
Kiyot
Chil such a
hefzek? What? Kiyot
Chil such a
hefzek. What it means, he doesn't mean hefzek in the sense of hefzek. He means there's a lot of details. It's very elaborate. It's very elaborate. It's not, the purpose of Kiddush is not just to give vent to a single idea. No. You elaborate it.
Having other
functions
besides
the God. Of course. To mention Zocher Sima Shabbos Lekachi, to mention the Dushisayin of Shabbos. It's not just Idoi. There is Idoi too. As a matter of fact, there is a Kashi. It's mentioned in Tzias Mitzrayim, but we don't have it. I don't think that even Nusach Ari will mention Tzias Mitzrayim. Not Mitzvadik Nusach, not Nusach Ari, we don't mention it. The Kolbe mentions Tzias Mitzrayim finite. So how does the Mogra Avrom say, that if he was Mitzvadik, it doesn't matter if he was already behind the Reise, because Kim Shalakos, all our past, that's only Mogra Avrom. So the Chassidut says, because he says the brachas of Krishna, and Krishna, and there he mentions his Mitzrayim, but that's a little difficult, I mean, but in the tefillah itself, there is no reference to Yitzias Mitzrayim. But there's a halacha, so the Kiddush is not just give it away, the redemption, give a Shabbos. It's elaborate. Tchum Mikoy Kiddush, the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim. ומאין יבורך דרשבו אשר כבשון תהיו צבונו הרוי לספוס לו מסערוס ידו מסעשו יסעד לחופו קדוש ומה שמבורך מה ששום תהיו צבונו בצבון הרוי קדוש Why don't we have the same ברוכה as no bergs a mitzvah לפי שאין יבורכין על מצווה שאין עשי יוסו גמר מלאכתו וזו אין נגמרס אלו בחופו So the first thing the Rashba says, and the Ran says the same thing, because here with the Kedushin, you're not making the mitzvah completely, because Kedushin is not enough. You have to have chuppahs. We discussed it some time ago whether now, there is a mitzvah that one should be mikdash nisha. So it doesn't mean that there is mechuyev to mikdash nisha. Wants to marry a woman, so he has to marry her for Kedushin. And if he marries a woman without Kedushin, let's say he marries a common law wife without Kedushin, so he's Nevato and Esther Reis. Nevato and Esther Reis. So the question is the mitzvah only midraise to marry through Kedushin, or the mitzvah midraise is to marry through Chupen Kedushin? So the Rebbe says, that the Orus is also associated with the rice. What kind of Mitzvah rice is it? What kind of Mitzvah rice is it? The answer is, it's a Misarese. It's a Misarese. Because, Kiyikach Yishisho, so there's the Mitzvah, that whenever he wants to marry a woman, so, Rosh Rambam is, So Yisho b'ksuba v'kiddush. He even mentions ksuba, and that's strange because the Rambam paskens like Tanakame, not like Avshin Gamliel. The ksuba is the Rabbanon. So why does he mention Yisho Yisho b'ksuba v'kiddush? All right, but Yisho. So is the mitzvah only to be Nesi and Yisho through kiddushin, or through kiddushin and Nisuin? So there's the Shidduch Ha'Avot. that the mitzvah is to be neisei for kedushin and nisuin. Mimele, if he's neisei aisha and he lives with that without nisuin, he's eivar misareset of kiyikachish isha. So mimele, so the Hashbo also agrees with that. That the mitzvah deraisa is not just to marry a woman for kedushin, but to marry a woman for kedushin and nisuin. Some male, he cannot say Yisham Zir Tzibon Ala Kedushin. That's not finished. What's about Nisuin? So then the question is, Vafilu Bizuin Nigmeres Odechuk. So it's Mifurish in the Rashba. That Nisuin is also an ingredient of the mitzvah of Kiyikach. But Vafilu Kiddush Bishasus Odechuk. Suppose the Nisuin and the Kedushin are together, so then he could be Mivorech. Any Bidin Shiyim Misaknin Lozub Rochacheres Lozul Al Rochaches. Because Bizman Chazal, the Derech was not to combine the Kedushin and Nisuin. So there they couldn't use the Broche, the Nusach, of Hashem Tzir Tzivon Al HaKedushin, because it's not Nidmeres yet. So even though today the derech is to combine the different nisuin, but it's not proper to have one form of ibroche for this situation and another form of ibroche for another situation. The merz and the rabbonim kichuch. The imtena mikol mokim heich motzinu broche kazu shenivore chalisa. All right. So it's not our tradition. But what can be broche? Shemitzis and mitzvon ala arroyis. The Osalon is Haruses, we saw him, were we mentioning Brachas Yisur? So, Heich Motzino Brachas Yisur, Shinivorach Al Yisur, Vichinivorachin Asher Osalon Eivim Nachai, Vihitalon is Ashochul. So, Chachon Yom Misaki, in the Brachan Shchite, why won't Misaki in there? Hashem says of it, Zivon Al Yisur Yim Nachai, Vihitalon is Ashochul. We don't say it. Why here? Veid Mayin Arayas Likam. Why do we mention chupe? The Yishleima Livisha Gdushin Dvar Teiro Hutzrach Livorach Aleim Kiderash Mivorach Ala Mitzvah Sivilas Yost. The Efshal Livorach Aleim Shal Sivitzvona Gdushin Livishay Mitzvah Zugma Mitzvah Sach Naskun Sosol Chupe Veina Chupe Nasis Hachshov Hutzrach Livorach Hashach Yishonu Bidushas Gdushin. The Osalones Haroi, Shengdushin Tapes in them. Vitalones Achere, Shengdushin Tapes in them. Uchmei, Uchemish, and Mikadish, and Dushosan Shal Yisrael. Vimiborech, Mikadish Yisrael, Kedushin, Kiswugin Hashem, Mshakidushin Matir, Ligamre, Kedem Nisosole Hupe, Nifichoch, Hutzri Cholahaski, Rosalones Aruses, Lena Shadai, Narus, Aruses, Asureis, Akunsosole Hupe, Shahadushin. Then he mentions there is another girl say that we have to say Mikadosh Yisrael the Chupa such riches. The Rashbo is never marich. The Rashbo is a big mikatzer, and here is so marich, and all other Rishonim say the same thing. I mean, so marich. So, what is he saying in effect? He has the good cash. Why such a unique nusach? Osalono chomzir tzivono aroyis, osalono sarusis, vitalono sansuis, lon the chupa kedushin. So the Rashbo and the Ran, many Rishonim say the same thing. They say true. That Birkas Seiros is a Birkas Hamitzvah, but it's unique. It's not like all other Birkas Hamitzvahs. All other Birkas Hamitzvahs generally were enacted and composed by the Chachamim and a certain Ma'is Hamitzvah, whether it's Hanochas Tefillin or Tzitzis or Yishiv Visuke or Shmiya Sheita or whatever. That's all. Here it was enacted, it was composed and enacted, not just on a single mice, but on the whole life, the marital relationship. And it's a Birkas HaMitzvah. So we would expect him to say that it's not a midah for mitzvah. It's a birkas shvach midah. And the marital relationship, that's why, so that would explain why you discuss so many details, or some, but he says, no, it is a birkas shvach midah. And let's see the lotion of the Ram. Also married. Oh. That wins on the Dalek, the last paragraph. Was alone as Agus says with the Rabbonon, she goes well, a Yichut shall Tmuyo, but Agus only Sirach, the Kodis the Hippo, Ubi Brochet, can we come and see how the Ram emphasizes? Actually, the Agus only Sirach, the Kodis the Hippo, Ubi Brochet. In other words, from the Ram it appears that there are two separate halachas, two separate Yisurim. One Yisurim without the Surim Shasur, another Yisurim without the Brochet Shasur. Two separate Yisurim. We said before that the Ram cannot explain Bihude, in other words, so that they even lived together, so they wanted to avoid the Surim, so the Chachomim introduced the practice that they should have a certain Yichud at a time of the Kedushin and make a Bracha, so the Mele, even if they live together, so you'll be in Yisurim already. No, it's not a, it's for the purpose of being Matiya. The Isa Yehud. So, but Abraham Bachim is one of us from the Tash Mechanic. Geet alone is unsure, some shoes on the Hope of the Kedushin. Geen Tema Echmatsin Bachazuk, Zushim Bach, Alisa Mame is a Rash Boswashin. Valley Mivokin Shos on the Nahai, from the Sashochu, the 8 mile last of the Rayas, the Wachma, the Kotza, as from this officer, or a Bishop Shivok, or Mrs. Nadea Kotza, or Mila Ashkito. Yes, Lema. He doesn't say divada in broche zu birkas hamitzvah. Divada in broche zu birkas hamitzvah mamesh. It is a birkas hamitzvah, but a different kind of birkas hamitzvah. It's not a general birkas hamitzvah. She efshal liborech ki mimasheru birkas hamitzvah. Shein liborech as dushin. As a Gishon Ritzivonu, Aladushim Shinvochan Zuzushin, as Yosef Mamalachto, to a Dakate Nechser, Mr. Lechupe, Mishas Nisra Lechupe, Mami Yeshu Yvorech, Aladushim Lechupe, Kimish Epokish Mishma Merube, Ushibolikadish Vinitsinski Achaz Gamkin Roli Sakon Lebroch Nasma, Fish Davis Broch Shaul Lechol, the Him Dibiotas Amitzve Mamish again is Madgish, Mamish, Lehave Afa Pichem Lirot, so the Hate Mitzve Zubule Broch. So he doesn't say, it's not a Birkas HaMitzvah. Lo yirotzu leheitzi mitzvah zubri brocha. It is a Birkas HaMitzvah. It is a mitzvah. But this mitzvah is a different kind of mitzvah. It's not like the other mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs involve a certain mitzvah. The shibbisuke, atif pitzitzes, tefillah, anochas tefillah, shmiyas kelchelit, for and so on. Achilas matzah, achilas morah. A single mitzvah here. It is not a broche. The mitzvah does not consist in a certain mice. Mice also. Mice, certain mice are components, ingredients. It's on the state. It's the relationship. It's a relationship of dush. That's the mitzvah. Afalpi, loyrotu, leitzim, zizubri, broche, klau, vitiknu, vavav, dushoson, shal, vishon. It's not any mice. It's the relationship, the state of Jews, their marital relationship. Al dushoson shal Yisroel v'anishah kudish boruch hu bocha bohem v'kichon b'inyan zivuk b'yoso lehem u'v'imut alehem v'hayne shetzivon al ha'roiz u'chidei shal yites. In other words, this broche is expressive of the Kedusha manifested by Jews in their marital relationship, in the course of the vicissitudes of the marital life. I mean, how does this marital relationship manifest itself? it manifests itself in two facets. One facet is Rosalem, or Salarai, the Shamsirich Manalarai, he marries a woman. So he has one partner, and he cannot have anything to do with any other partner. There's the Harais. And then the Mutalev. So the Shamsirich Manalarai, Rosalem, is Aruses, that's already the Mutalev. Aruses, it's his wife. Kudeshes. She's a Reishishish, the Chulaome. Certainly, Muta to the Chosen, no? So the Torah asked even the Mutalem, according to many of the Shemim, the Rabbonon, according to the Raivet, and I said, according to the Rambam too, it's Mida Raise, and according to the Rajba too, it's Mida Raise. That's the Mutalem, it's not. It's an Isa the Raise, the Isa Rese, but that's the Mutalem. So, we Mutalem, behind the Shitsi von Laroids, Uchidei Shaloi Yitashi Melei, Nashi Big Dushne Ubevad, who Tram the Torres, who Tsuchle Mabo Salones Houses, beloved the Lysoso, will Haskir a tail on the Hind of the Hoop of the Kiddush. I'm not Hoop of the Kiddush. In other words, now let's see the Lashon of the Rosh, something interesting. The Russian of the Russian. And these were.
So, according to the line, it's also good for Shabbat, it's good for Mitzvah, and it's good for Shabbat.
It's a bit, well, every Beth Hamitzvah is a bit of Shabbat result. But in Beth Hamitzvah, you have to give it away. But it's a special category of Shabbat. But it's every generally a Beth Hamitzvah. Is expressive of the single idoy. That's all. But here, it's not just a idoy and a certain mitzvah and a certain maise and a single maise mitzvah. It's expressive of the idoy for the whole gedushin that the Bein Shalom introduced in our lives in connection with the marital relationship. Which is coextensive with life. It's not just a single act, it's coextensive with life. All right, Rosh. In paragraph you base, the first column, paragraph of base, by the Os Aleph, the Yeshe Kosvu, Shetzorich Liborech, Birkas Eresen, Kedem Gdushin, Kidoma, Psochim, Dabzayim, Kola Broches Kul, Vorchim, Vas Yosem, the Yeshe Kosvu, Shetzorich Lasis, Acher Eresen, Dilma Hadrebo, Yeshe Bavle Brochel Vator. Who is the Rishon who says that the Birka Seres has to be recited Kedim Dushin as the Rambam, because he will ask Yosef. But the Raivet is Chelik, and the Raivet is Chelik not because the Raivet holds that Eresen is not a Birka Samitzvah. The Raivet says the Firas that Birka Seres is a Birka Samitzvah. But, for a special reason, so it has to be recited according to the Raivet after the Dushin. Why? Because if it's recited before the Dushin, maybe after the broche, the caller will say, I don't want you. She went away. That's what I said. Dilma Hadabu, I mean, in Chicago, it happened. A very important boss. A Chidish Taylor is a porter of Torah and everything. So he called the hundreds of people to the wedding. And then everybody, and the marching, he was telling them. And then as the Rofs wanted to say, you know, he filled up the course, and he wanted to say a Birkas Eresen, so he decided to run away. He ran away. I mean, the presence of hundreds of people. So the Ravid says, Dilma Hadrabu. I mean, the Ravid says, he's not Cheshish. Maybe a Chosn run away. But maybe the Kabbal run away. They're the Chosn run away. So Mele, the Chachomim were not misakin evil as Yosef, but lacher as Yosef. But it becomes a mitzvah. It is. It becomes a mitzvah. It is.
She asks Baruch. She wants to. She's agreeing to it. So then, later on Hadi Bahu.
She couldn't change her mind?
Yes, let's say you make her up the blowing shofar, you don't blow the shofar.
What? Right. Because the blowing of shofar is not told us clear. So how does he decide to blow shofar? We don't have to be chesed. Or to be shufter askinan, I mean. He starts, he makes a brocha because he wants to blow a shofar. So how will he change his mind? He has to be crazy, I mean. First he makes the brocha to blow a shofar, and then he will decide not to blow a shofar. But here it's told with us achilim. So he says the brocha. He decided to marry her, but maybe she'll decide no, she doesn't want to be married to him. So that's what Ravid says. I'm not saying it. I wouldn't say it. But you see, the mina kol eilam, without exception, Ashkenazim, Sfaradim, everybody. So it's like the Rambam. The brocha is recited the whole Tetzis Yisrael. I haven't heard of any community that they should recite the broche after the Gdushin. Rambam per Yom Rasish Salocha of Yom Kram Kadish Isha Ben Aldi Atzmi Ben Aldi Shliach Tzorch Nivoyach Yom Adu Bishno Yom Shluchay Kider Hashem Yivoyach Mal Kol HaMitzvah והכן מקדיש ומקדיש לא יבירך ולייבורך לייבורך אחר קדושו שזיברוך לדעת עולם מה שנעשה כבר נעשה וזה גם ממשיכה that it only even David it can only be recited to you last Yosan אחר as Yosan הדר יזרוע ישראל הדר יזרוע says וחתכים it has to be recited כדם as Yosan but David if he didn't say it כדם as Yosan he has to recite it אחר as Yosan כוסף הרעילת אינו נהגים כן אלו מקדיש והכן מבורך והטעם מפני שהדובר תולו בדעס אחר שאם תימוינו אישו ולא תרצה הרי הברוך לבטולו וזה הטעם לברכס רוב שמבורך להכניס לבריסי של אברהם אבינו זה סלם why over there so this machlein shen rash bam in the town where the broch of the is this is our from the no is kidding me the after the mill our minigis that way that I'm a pascans that it's between mill and tree or at the tab so the rabbi says to the beer casiras and the beer casamits but since it's told with us a chelim so maybe we are afraid maybe the ishe will decide that she doesn't want, so then to be brochel batol. So the Rosh says, the Yeshe Kosu Shetzorch Levoy, the Kasigas and Gidim Dishim Midoma, Sochen Klav Koch, it's going on to Rosham, the Yeshe Kosu Shetzorch Lassi Sachay Rasi, Dil Hat Reboy Yeshe, Vali Brochel Batol, there's a Rai Vishik, Vein Shibachol Amitzeh, Vichy Maski Nasi Is Amitzeh, Nivorch Nali Nivorch Yosan, Aval Kan in Nivorch, Mashkishon Kadish Yisho, Vichim Shimaski Nasi Is Amitzeh, In Tzorch Leobor Echid Las Yosan. So the Rosh doesn't say it's not a Birch Amitzeh. It is a Birch Amitzeh. But this Birch Amitzeh is unique. It's not, we don't emphasize the Asiyah, the Maizeh. In every Birch Amitzeh, generally, we emphasize a certain Maizeh. Here we don't emphasize the mice. Some really the Aloch of Eilas Yosan doesn't apply. When do we say that there's some Eilas Yosan? When the Brocha emphasizes a certain mice. But here, the Brocha doesn't emphasize a mice. The Brocha emphasizes the relationship, the state, the Gdushe. The Gdushe that results from the mitzvah of Gdushin, by the mitzvah of Nisun, from the Israelites, or so on as Harusit or Sarasun. So we emphasize the state, the relationship, the Gdushin, not in Maizeh. So we may let Aloha of Eglas Yosan doesn't apply. But the Birkas HaMitzvah it is. Yuchim Shim Ashkenazim is HaMitzvah. In Tzoch Leir, Leboich Eglas Yosan. Mai Mivolchim, Asher Shom Zir Tzvon La Arroiz, Vos Vos Arroiz, Vos Vos Arroiz, Vos Vos Arroiz, Vos Now, so this is what Rashi means. Rashi says, needed to have a Kiddushin. Not because it's also Aruha, as Stacey explained. Like Kiddush. Kiddush emphasizes the Kiddush's Yisrael for Shabbos because the Hebdel tradition in Shabbos, Shorayon, and the Hebdel between Yisrael and Choro Meis. Kiddush and Abdonne, they both emphasize that. So, and here the bracha also emphasizes the Kedushas Yisrael in the marital relationship, in respect to Gavra also, and in respect to Gavra Muta. So, Mimele, it requires a chesimen. But let's see now, the Rosh. Yesh machinal nusha bracha yishu, lomim nu bracha yishu, lomim nu bracha yishu, lomim nu bracha yishu, ואידך המוצאים לברוכה כזה שם בורכים על מה שעושה נקו משבורכו ועל אם בורכים שעושה נבן החייב תורס השוחות בואי מי נלס כרעי וכאן יסיד הרש בו דרם דרוש די אול טוב דה סיים לנגוי דה סיים לנגוי ואי מלון לס כחופה וכאן כאילו שמבורכים בלכסי רסם ויסי רסם ולחופה ודרוש אז ונראה לי דרוש אז כי ברוכה זו אין ברוכה להשיא עשמצה כי he doesn't say even the Rosh doesn't say that כי ברוכה זו אין ברוכה עשמצה he says כי ברוכה זו אין ברוכה להשיא עשמצה it's a ברוכה עשמצה even according to the Rosh but it's not a ברוכה that was ניסקן and my עשמצה all the other ברוכהs were ניסקן and a certain עשמצה אתם חסיץ לסמר חסטינים של פיסוק יש מרסקות שאיפה אחיל הסמצר היא עצנת עשיר סמית כי ברוכה שלו נברוכו לעשיר סמית כי פיר יבריביו הנקיום המצר ואם לא כך פילגש וקיום פיר יבריביו אינו מחוי אבריקד אישי שו so if somebody married פילגש פילגש means in modern terminology פילגש means common law wife coming away. No. People, modern people, say Pelagesh, the thing that's comfortable, Pelagesh, comfortable. That's primitive times, ancient times, comfortable. Pelagesh means coming away, not comfortable, not comfortable. But the coming away, in other words, that when husband and wife live together, according to Moshe Hashem, not according to Rashi, in Anchumesh, so here the Gemara said that Pelegesh means Yidushin Melechzuros, and then Pelegesh is Mameshi Wai, but according to other Rishim, the Rambam, so Pelegesh is a common wife, not comfortable, I mean, never mind, I mean, arts called, they all translate Pelegesh comfortable, it's not comfortable, because one copies from the other, from a male, if somebody makes a mistake, so then 100 people. So no matter whether they are affiliated with the Zionist organization or the Mizrahi or the Aguda or the Karte, the old couple, Pelegesh Kamchubi, Kamchubi has a terrible connotation, Kamchubi. Terrible connotation, Kamchubi. Pelegesh is not a Kamchubi. So, Pelegesh is a common wife. It means a wife, but not with Gush. So he says, Kipir Yodavi Yohane Kima Mitzvah. אם לא כך פלגש וקיים פלגש וידאו, אינו מחויף לקדש אישו. So the Bishmuel was מדייק from this Rosh, and it's a strange deal. So, that according to the Rosh, מדרייסה, one is allowed to marry פלגש. So the Kovin Yisamel says, no, it's no right. He says, וביטור רבן עזר, סימן חבות, לא מדמי זה בעל בשמואל, וסתיר לרבינו לקיס הפלגש. ויש לי תחייס, דאי רבינגן שלא קרביס הפלגש, וקיים פיליה בריביו, אין אין מחוי עובד לקדש ישמע. So he is די חדף בשמואל, בשמואל is strange. I mean, why can he die? The Rosh just mentions that the broche was not niskan. And the Asiyas Hamitzi of period of India. Because suppose he married the Legis. He married the common wife. And so, he was able to marry her. Nabir the Reis. Nabir Odes. He was able. But he was able. And he had children to the common wife. So he was already in the kind of the spirit of India. And then, he didn't mention the Rosh. Because he didn't live in modern times. He then became about children. So he wanted to have a wedding, and it's nice in the Cholein, it happens. So they have been married without hoping vision for 20 years, now he became about children. So he already has 5 children. So he was in a kind period of India. Still, so he has to say, when he has a wedding, he has to say Birka Seirasim. So how can we say that the Birka Seirasim was Niskan and the Mitzvah of the Riva? But the Rosh doesn't mean that in the Raisi it's Mutter to marry Pelegesh, as we show him. In Lokach Pelegesh, the King Pelegesh, the Riva, in Yochir, the Kaddish Isha, the Chinanis is Kino, Almes, the Yakor, the Chinson is Hamo, Shenoso, Nivork in Birka Seirasim, suppose he's Tal, or he marries a star woman who cannot have children, he's also the world of Birkas Eresen. So we cannot say that the Birkas Eresen was Niskan and the Mitzvah of period of the year. In here is the Shem Bokim Mitzvah of the year. The Hilkacha, the Niskan of Brocha of Mitzvah Zuh of period of the year. The Ab, the Nasi Isha of Shem period of the year. Kiven, Shefshal Kayim, Mitzvah. Again, from this Rosh, it's much more not like the task that Shchite is a Beresamas. He said, The Kochim Yepshabo Ishrite, 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 the Kochim Yepshab special isa for Rabbanon. Of Chalav the Bracha Asur the Bayla Kenir, not like the Mordechai that Slav Davke. Uroche Name Kivdimu Chupa Lidushin Leima Bipolon and Sansui Sal the Chupa Sheacha Berkes Adushin. Anyway, but some assume that according to Rosh it's not a Berkes Amitzvah. I don't think so, because the Rosh doesn't say it's not a Berkes Amitzvah. The Rosh says Ki Bracha Zu in the Bracha La'asiyas Amitzvah. It was not Niskan and Maize, but the Rosh will also be made that as the Kom Nesanot says, not as the Bishmuel says, that according to the Rosh Midaraisi, it's Mutar to marry to like a Shas Vishalom. There is no such thing. The only one who says, I think it's mentioned, I wouldn't mention it, it's difficult, one of the Achreim mentioned, Shiras Yad, so I started to say it. He says that it's Mutar, he's the only one. And it's a Shitas Yochid. This is a Shitas Yochid, not a Rambam. The Rambam is not a Shitas Yochid, the Rambam. This is a Shitas Yochid. The Rambam is not a Shitas Yochid. So Mele, he's the only one who says that. And that's a very strange thing. I mean, but there is no Rishi who says that it's Mutar to Mele Dreis. And if anybody says that, it's nonsense. Not 99.9999% nonsense, but 100% nonsense. And I don't care who says it. See, the Shitas Yavetz is the Shitas Yochit, it's the Shitas Chuyo, and I'm sure that the Yaakov Emden was Chizah from it. It was a place of coolness. He was very agat Chulchi Shaveshti. Sometimes when a person is such a genius, you know, so he's not Nidaik, what you write, so he said that. Yaakov Emden was a big hurry, but no one else said there is no such Jesus of a shame in that Pelagish is Mutar. If anybody writes a Kuntres and he says that according to many of the shame in Pelagish is Mutar, it's nonsense. And it would be a riot that besides this nonsense, there is other nonsense also. So this is what the Rosh says. The Rosh says it's not Niskan on the Kiyum HaMitzvah of period of Olivia. Because suppose he married a Peleges, he came in a wife, happened so many times, people get married in court, that's a Peleges. Whenever a person gets married in court, it's a Peleges. Come in a wife, so, and they have children, and then they decide to have Chuppah Kedushin, so they're Bracha. They already have children, they already become the Mitzvah of Peleges. So it wasn't Niskan on the Mitzvah, on the Asiyas HaMitzvah period, but it was Niskan on the Kedushas Yisrael. What Kedushas Yisrael? So that is also Mitzvah. the mitzvah of kedushin and chuppah is expressed, is indicative of the kedushas Yisrael that was instilled in Klal Yisrael through the mitzvah of kedushin. And that mitzvah of kedushin. Now, but one thing that the Rosh is chilek amaram, the Rosh explicitly says here that even if somebody married the common law wife and he had children, he's a kind of mitzvah girl building. But the Rambam is not like that. Now, the Rambam doesn't say it explicitly, but my maternal grandfather, Fadele Prujana, Alicha Silio, he points it out from the Russian Rambam. So Rabbele Prujana points out, according to the Rambam, if somebody will marry a Peralish and you have children, he will not be Mikhail in the mitzvah of Peri Yavavidya. In order to be Mikhail, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Peri Yavavidya, he has to marry a woman for Kedushin. What's the right? Perik Hamishosa, Perik Tesvot, Ilchasishes. So, Aloch Aleph. Hoisho, Shehirshe, says Bailo, Acharanisun, Sheyimna, Inoso, Harezemuta. But made when I was there is a law of Shir of Shus, Inoso, Yinka, but the Shus each day, so is not able. But made when I'm moving to Shehoyo Leiboni, Shekvoki, and Mrs. Piri of Rivio. Aboyoiki, and Chayek Lidl, the Horeino, Achiyu Leiboni. Now the Mishnah in Sudes mentions the whole Seder of Enes. The Mishnah in Ksuves, Perek Afalpi, Perek Hamishi, that some half of the days mentions the Seder of Enes for the various people. So the Mishnah says, Ha'oino amuro b'teiro ha'tayorim b'chol yeim, ha'peyalim shtayim b'shabes, ha'chamorim achas b'shabes, ha'damorim achas l'yishim yeim, ha'saponim achas l'shish ha'chodoshim, Diver Rabbeinu. So that's in regard to the mitzvah of Sheo Ksus of Enosorim. What is it doing in the spirit of religion? What is it doing in the spirit of religion? So the Rambam says something strange here. The Rambam says, Avoloikim chayev lidel b'choleino achiyyu libonim. B'choleino, and according to that say there, atayon b'choleim, saponim achas l'shisho chodoshim. What is this to do in the spirit of religion? That's the say there in Enes. So Rabbele Prujima said, from this Rambam we see that the mitzvah of Piri Yavavidya, there couldn't be any other explanation of that. That the mitzvah of Piri Yavavidya can only be fulfilled through a family life relationship. Not, let's say, a not that, let's say, as the Rosh says, even if he married the Pelegish. Or as he did not there, but in his period of Hibyo, he was Mikhaim, no. According to Rambam, he's not Mikhaim. It has to be fulfilled through a family relationship, initially Ishtay, through a relationship of Kedushin. And the Chiyuv is, I mean, he has to have a Zohar and a Kedushin. So what does it mean? I mean, how often is he to have relationship with his wife in order to have a Zohar and a Kedushin? So it's in this, according to the Seder of Amos. But even though that Seder is a Seder that is mentioned in connection with Mr. Seino, so what Shaychas does it have to period of the answer is, but period of Ivyo has to be fulfilled in the course of the marital relationship. And since in connection with the marital relationship, there is a certain Seder, true, that Seder doesn't depend upon period of Ivyo. Suppose the wife is not called. He's still the Chuyev to fulfill his obligation of Eino according to the Seder, even if she's not called. Suppose the wife had a hysterectomy. So he's still Mechuyev. He's still Mechuyev to have that Seder of Enes at her own Mechulim and so on. So Mele, the same thing applies to period of Arivia too. Why? Because period of Arivia cannot be just fulfilled by having children. No, there is Yerushalmi. That even if somebody has a mamzer, so these mechanisms are very, so it's true, I mean, but it's a difficult mechaskin, I know of the mechaskin. So the mechaskin will assume that according to the Yerushalmi, if somebody was Baal Ish Ish, I mean, it's a very strange mechaskin. And he had a mamzer, so his mechanism is very strange, very strange. I mean, it's even strange that it was ill al-daiti of the Mechassimus Hashem. But it's a very strange thing. So, but according to the Rambam, it means, let's say, if a ger married a mamzeres, it's better gomor, the chupro and everything, and havlad hilach ha-ha-pogon shebishneim, so it's mitayim is it over you, but chas v'shonim, if somebody is bale avon, and he had a child, so it's mitayim is it over you, I mean, that, even the Rosh wouldn't say that. Even the Rosh wouldn't say that. The Yerushalmi is reference to the case where it's beheta. A mamzer married a mamzeres. A ger married a mamzeres. A mamzer married a geyeres. And he had children. So it's the family relationship. Kitas Misha be Israel in the course of the marital relationship and beheta. The mitzvah, even though he's a mamzer, so he could say, it's a problem. So it's not the kind of Mitzvah, not the kind of Mitzvah. But according to the Rambam, so the Mitzvah of Pirulidio cannot be fulfilled for a Pelegesh. But for a wife, of the Chupa of the Kiddushin, of the Chupa of the Kiddushin, Mimele, how often does he have to have relationship with his wife until he has his Ocharon Ikeivo? According to that same Seder, the Mishnah mentions in connection with him. But there it has nothing to do with Mrs. Gregorio. There it applies even if the wife had a hysterectomy. But it's the same thing. Because the mitzvah of Gregorio has to be fulfilled through the medium of the marital relationship of Benishle Ishtay. Some Mele, according to the Rambam, when a person, that Rabbi Lefuzner also says, according to the Ramtais, the Singitin says, that by period of Adivyo, so when is a person kind of meets you of period of Adivyo, at Marbi, that's what Tais says, Lisa Shifren Yocher, so Tais says the Kashe, yes, the Chalaisa says, it has to be beaten, and so on. Because the meets you of period of Adivyo is Mikhaim when the Isha is Nisaberes. It's Marbi, and the love of Lissigdeisho is Ebe et Aroi. So that's the issue. According to Rambam, it's not like that. When is one time the midst of period of Ivyo, the whole time in the course of the marital relationship, from the time he marries the woman until he has children, he is the kind of midst of period of Ivyo. Because that's the midst of period of Ivyo. What is the kind of midst of period of Ivyo? he's mechuyev that his wife should give birth to his son and to his daughter. Well, he doesn't do anything about it. Then his wife gives birth to his son and daughter. The wife doesn't do anything about it either. He just the act of nature. So in other words, his mitzvah consists in leading that kind of marital relationship with his wife so that it will be conducive to having children. So, what kind of relationship? Sadaram says, Ebamedvar Amurim, Bishahoyle Bonim Shekvokim, Mrs. Pilia Vanilio, Avoluiki and Chayed Liver Bihoreno Achiyolibon. So, Mimele, suppose he's not Bail Bihoreno until he has children, the children. So then he's Mevatal the Mrs. Pilia Vanilio. He's not Mevatal completely, but he doesn't do it the way it has to be fulfilled. And even if she was Mechalas to him, so then he's not Mevatal the essay of Mishpat Abonis Yasale, Sheol Chis Venosol Yikra, but he's not becoming the Mitzvah of Pir Averigo. Because the Mitzvah of Pir Averigo does not consist in his wife giving birth. His wife gives birth, so then he doesn't do anything. In other words, his mitzvah consists in leading that kind of marital relationship that will be conducive to having children. And if, let's say, if a person, let's say, will get married, and then he will, let's say, practice birth control for a few years by mutual consent, or, let's say, by abstaining, certain many times that's another method of birth control, is so that he'll have children 5 years after, you know, planned parenthood. It's a wonderful thing today, planned parenthood. I mean, so many psychologists and marriage counselors make a living out of this concept and goal of planned parenthood. So Mele, according to the Rambam, will be Vatonis Terazim. The Rambam is another man, for another. But still, it is not that manner, you see, the Rambam. So, according to the Rambam, it's a chiyuv to practice birth control. I mean, that's why it's so ridiculous. I mean, people go up. Sometimes I get a call from a newspaper, an Anglo-Jewish newspaper, wants to interview me. So I said, interview on what? Interview on birth control. What's the Jewish point of view on birth control? I said, there is no Jewish point of view on birth control. There is no such thing. It has to be examined on the